That Metal Interview.
What is happening, guys and girls? Welcome back to another installment of That Metal Interview podcast. And your friend James welcomes you once more. Thank you for accompanying us and being a part of the podcast, of course. And so we have a lady by the name of Tanya Lee Ann, lead vocalist, front woman, if you will, for a band by the name of Lydia's Castle. Very, very cool band that you have to check out. This is some badass stuff. And they have a brand new self-titled EP out. It's also called Lydia's Castle. And there's some crazy rock and roll in there. Well, it might not be rock and roll. It might be metal. It might be rock. So it's got five badass songs. You got Falling Into Place. You got Fading Away. Search For You. What Comes Around. And Phoenix. And guess what? They have an all-star drummer, the former drummer for Stained. For those of you that remember the band Stained, and those of you that are actual current fans of Stained, I love Stained myself, Aaron Lewis and all the guys, Mike. And anyways, the ex-drummer for Stained, John Husaki, is the drummer for Lydia's Castle. Yes, you heard that right. So anyways, we'll be talking to the front woman, Tanya Lee Ann, about their latest EP, the band's adventures on the road and this and that. So anyways, first, let's check out their single and video by the name of Search For You. We'll be right back. true U.S. American rock at its best. And Tanya Leanne just rocks the house to the max. Awesome voice, awesome vocalist, a badass front woman, and a very, very nice person too. She's very cool, as you're gonna find out right now. Very down to earth, and she's gonna talk to us about different experiences in her life and about her husband, his input in the band. He's in the band, of course, and of course how they got John of Stained in the band. Anyways, so here we go. The interview with Tanya Leanne of Lydia's Castle. Check it out. New self-titled EP out now. You got 5 badass songs. I heard them. Talk to us about this EP. What can you tell us about the making of it, the riffs, the lyrics, and all that stuff?
Yeah, man. So the EP is a self-titled EP. It's titled Lydia's Castle. And the reason why we self-titled it was because we thought that it was just a really great representation about who we are, the things that we believe in, the things that we love the most. And we have the honor of working with a producer named Jack C. Daniels. And yes, his legal name is Jack Daniels.
Really? Wow.
He's from Sick Tone Studios, and he has done a phenomenal job with, you know, capturing our ideas and our visions and then executing them. But I would say, like, the EP has a little bit of something for everyone on it. It's got a very diverse group of 5 songs where there is a little something everyone can vibe with.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the lyrics are concerned, you know, the lyrics talk about just real-life situations, about, you know, rising above, maybe somebody being bullied and coming out on top, you know, just searching for somebody in another life. So it's real tangible situations that, you know, most people go through in life. And then as far as, like, the guitar work, Cody, who's my husband, you know, he's been playing guitar since he was 15, and he loves everyone from Randy Rhoads to Jimi Hendrix. So
yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so his riffs are, you know, they're heavy, but he just likes to keep it interesting.
Yeah, I'm a guitar player myself, and that's a very cool style he has there. Well, the whole band, right? I mean, it all starts with the riffs, of course, and the arrangements and all that. So how about the lyrics? Who's the lyricist of the band?
Yeah, so I primarily write all of the lyrics for Lydia's Castle. Cody writes the guitars. Yep. John Wysocki, who formerly played in Stain, you know, he plays drums for us.
Yes.
And then we recently just did bass auditions and found our bass player. His name is Corey England, and he's here from Nashville, Tennessee. But he'll, you know, Jack Daniels, our producer, recorded the bass parts for the EP, but Corey will be on the next EP that we record.
Wow, very cool. I still can't get over that Jack Daniels name. Very, very cool. Wow. Anyway, so yeah, I heard the EP, very cool stuff for sure. The videos, I saw the video for, well, I saw them all, right? The Falling Into Place, it's recorded in a prison, obviously. Where was this shot at, and whose idea was this?
Yeah, so originally the plan for that video was to shoot it in somebody's backyard, but it was in the middle of February, and it was so cold. And Cody and I were just kind of chilling on the couch one day, and we were looking up like sets, like movie sets that you can rent.
Yeah.
And we came across the prison set, and we immediately just got on the phone with our director and our photographer and our whole team, and we said, hey, this is the vision. And probably within a week, we completely switched gears and came up with the music video for Falling Into Place. But to answer your question, it's a set that movie people can rent out here in Nashville, and we rented it out, and that's how that happened.
Oh, okay. Wow. Very cool. Now, what's behind the name Lydia's Castle? What's behind that?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game. Yeah. Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man.
Me and my man Kyrie, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit seriously.
Yeah, so the name is very special to Cody and I. You know, a week before, so Cody and I being married, I was pregnant at one point in time a couple years ago, and about a week before my due date, we went to our very last appointment, and we unexpectedly lost our daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, thank you. Her name was Lydia, and so after we went through such a tragic moment, we had to, you know, rebuild ourselves as people and figure out who we wanted to be again. And so we decided to move to Nashville, and as we were rebuilding ourselves, we built Lydia's Castle in hopes to show other people that if they go through very hard times or tragic times, that there is a light at the end of that tunnel and there is hope. And not to say that it's going to be something easy to just overcome, but through bad times there can be good things on the other side as well.
Wow, very cool. Very cool name there. So at what age did you first know you could sing? Were you very young, maybe a teenager or younger, older?
Yeah, so I grew up primarily around music. So my great-grandparents owned a music store. It's just been something embedded in me. I play a number of instruments, from violin to sax to clarinet and guitar.
Wow.
And you know, I started singing. It's the thing about singers is like you start singing on the radio. You know what I mean? It's not like some people do voice lessons. That just never was my thing. So I just, I remember putting on concerts on my fireplace to pretend karaoke at 5 years old.
Wow. You know? Cool.
Yeah.
So that's the start of your musical career, I guess. Yeah, there you go. I guess.
Yeah, I would say I just have always been doing it for a long time. You know, I grew up on country music. I didn't actually get into rock and roll until 2013, but I would say that music's always just been a part of my life in some shape or form.
Yeah, cool. So who are your heroes? I mean, do you have any musical heroes, if you will? Who do you look up to?
Yeah, I would say I really look up to, you know, Martina McBride. She's a country singer. I absolutely love what she sings about and stands for. And this is completely off the wall, but I recently just watched a J-Lo documentary on Netflix, and I love everything that she stands for and what she's done for like the Latino community. But then I would also say, like, as far as rock, I really look up to Lizzie Hale. I love you know, how she has, you know, paved the way for women of rock. And of course, you know, there's Joan Jett and what have you. But I would say that those are probably like my top female inspirations.
Wow, cool choices. Yeah, Lizzie Hale, for sure. So what do you listen to on your off time? What's on your playlist?
Let me grab my Spotify. And I will tell you exactly what I've been listening to.
Now that you mentioned country music, and I'm sure it's a wide variety of songs, right?
It is. So I listened to everything. There is this local band called The Other LA, and they just put out some music on the song Inferno. And I've been listening to her, this other local band called True Villains. I've been listening to them. There was this like rap battle thing on Netflix, and this artist that won, his name is D Smoke. And then as far as like rock, there's this band called The Life Project, and her name is Cassandra. Goodness, I cannot remember her last name. But anyways, her guitar player is Stone Sour's guitar player.
Okay.
But if you like Lizzie Hale, this girl has some amazing pipes. So I've been just really kind of all over the place. You know, I feel like I play so much rock, and I'm in the rock scene, that listening to, you know, hip hop or country music. It's just a nice little escape, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. So speaking of John Wysocki, formerly of Stained, how did he get in contact with you guys? Were you guys friends before, or he just randomly decided to join the band?
So Cody and I met John through a mutual friend. John just loved the fact that we all vibed really well together. The chemistry was there. You know, we knew what we wanted, how to write music. It was just a really great fit. And since John had moved to Nashville, he had been looking for a band, another band to work with. So I don't know. I know it's cliche to say, but everything just kind of like fell into place with John.
Wow. I mean, here's my opinion. Here's my two cents. Of course, everybody has opinions. When I first heard your music, Lita's Castle, I automatically associated with Stained a little bit. Maybe because I knew John was in there, but I did listen to the stuff, the videos and stuff, and Spotify and all that. And there is a resemblance there without Aaron Lewis, of course, and with your voice, which is badass too. So
thank you.
So he wasn't a part of the writing process, was he? Or he just joined later?
The writing process for Lydia's Castle or for Stained?
For the Lydia's Castle.
Yeah, so John was definitely a part of the writing process for some of the songs. You know, some of the songs like Search for You in Phoenix was pretty much already like hashed out, and John came in and, you know, put the cherry and sprinkles on top. But, yeah. You know, songs like Falling Into Place or What Comes Around or Fading Away, those were all written with John. And not to mention, even though like the structure for Search for You in Phoenix was already there, you know, there was never actual drum parts. So John came in and he, you know, he really was the one who kind of helped morph and finish morphing the song.
Awesome. So how is it working with John? I mean, he's a world-renowned drummer, you know, from Stained and all that. So how is it working with a person like that?
Yeah, so working with John is like working with, you know, another musician. I mean, ever since I've like known him, I've never been like, oh, this is John from Stain, or you know, like starstruck or anything like that. And I love the band Stain. Like, I mean, I grew up listening to them like everyone else, but you know, John, everyone in the band is hard on John like John's hard on us, you know. And that's just because we all are very passionate about what we're doing and what we believe in. But it's good. I mean, I babysit his cat and he has babysat my dog, and you know, like, we're outside of the band, honestly, it's just like one family, you know.
Wow, very interesting. So give us your best gig and give us your worst gig so far.
Well, my worst gig was when I fell through the stage. I was on top of this like speaker box, and I jumped off the speaker box to the stage, and what I landed on was not stage, and my whole foot went through it. And my best friend is sitting here laughing because she was actually at that show.
That must have been funny.
Yeah, it was. I mean, at the time, I was just like, and then on top of it, we blew the electric out.
Wow.
And so we're like singing with, I'm singing like without any kind of instruments. It was definitely a crap show.
A bad gig, a bad experience.
Yeah, I would probably say the best show I played was probably the one that I actually recently played. Like, well, actually, I have two. I opened up back in like 2013 a charity show for Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and it was a sold out show.
Nice.
And that was at Pops in Sauget, Illinois. But then my most recent one with Lydia's Castle would probably be the EP release party that we just had. We got to, you know, actually make the show how we wanted it to be, and then we played it with our best friends. And I think that just everyone who was there, all my family was there, you know, my best friend was there. I just think that, like, it was just, it's going to be a night that I'll never forget. I'll just say that.
Wow, very cool. So any plans to tour? I'm in Texas. Any plans to tour Texas or the U.S. for that matter?
Yeah, so I mean, our plan is always to tour. Right now we're working on locking in dates with another band, but, you know, we got a lot of shows on the books right now. We're going to be at Machine Shop in Flint, Michigan in August with Saving Abel. We'll be playing with Liliac in St. Louis in July. So we got a lot of really great shows lined up. But as far as like headlining tours, I think we will have to probably wait until the next round to do that.
Very cool. So what's next for you guys? What can fans expect next? You did mention a couple of gigs there. Is there plans for a full album maybe in the future next year, or what's next for you guys?
Yeah, you know, I kind of think that full albums are a little overrated, especially since it's like a singles world right now. So I think the plans is right now is we're looking to go back into the studio in December or January, record another 5 or 6 songs. You know, we have so much music written now. It's just time to figure out in the next 6 months, refining it and, you know, which songs we want to use. But I would say, like, if fans want to know exactly what we're up to, they can go to lydiascastle.com. We have all of our tour dates on there. You can buy tickets to a show. We have links to our merch, all of our music videos, socials. It's really a one-stop shop if you're looking for anything Lydia's Castle.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Tanya. Thank you for your time. And thank you for being a part of the show. And great, great music you guys are making there, so keep up the good work. Big shout out to your husband and the guys in the band, right?
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on. I really appreciate you having us on the show, and stay tuned, there's more.
Awesome. Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
And so support Lydia's Castle. Lydia's Castle, it's spelled Lydias Castle, Castle. Lydia's Castle, and you won't be disappointed. You can check them out on Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, blah. You can find them on all social media formats, and of course, Spotify, as I am looking at it right now. Badass, 5 badass songs, 20 minutes and 46 seconds of rock in your face. And Tanya, thank you for making time to talk to us and chat about the band's brand new EP in this year of 2022. As far as us, thank you for supporting us. Don't forget to check out our sister radio station, jrocksmetalzone.com, where you can hear the latest rock, old rock, new rock, and all kinds of metal, new rock, old metal. And of course, the latest news, media. We got the latest playlists, the latest songs, and blah, blah, blah. Go ahead and check it out. It's a rock metal news media website, jrocksmetalzone.com. On behalf of myself, James, thank you guys and girls for accompanying us over and over. Very much appreciate it. Out of all the podcasts in the world, it just means a lot to me that you guys are checking out ours, you know. So go ahead and spread the word, share, you know, subscribe to our YouTube channel, That Metal Interview Podcast, and share what you can, download what you can, and I really appreciate it. So thank you guys and girls. And don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.